Facing a $15.7 million shortfall for next year's budget, Mayor Paul Foster led a virtual city council meeting on Tuesday. Broadcast online with city council members calling in remotely, the tone was somber. City Manager Charles Duggan.
Economist projections are late 2021 before things start looking better than they are now.
The proposal hits essential services like police, fire, and the city's 122-year-old public library. Founded in 1898, the A.K. Smiley Library faces a recommended 20% $536,000 cut. This means 15 employees would lose jobs and evening and Sunday hours would be eliminated. Kay Robb, a middle school teacher and avid reader who pre-pandemic visited the library weekly, is most concerned about how the cuts could affect students.
Because schools are closed and kids can't have access to school libraries right now, for some people, the library is the only way they're going to get a hold of a book.
The community response to these public library losses was a resounding no. Due to social distancing measures, the public was limited to providing comments by email, and over 340 were received.
I knew there'd be some response, but 340 blew us away.
That's Don McHugh. He's the director of the A.K. Smiley Library. It took city employees over 4 hours to read comments on the library cuts into the public record. That didn't include an additional 30 minutes of general comments on other department reductions. But McHugh has another concern. The library still has not fully recovered from cuts due to the last recession, and a new reduction would be a devastating loss. This means less of everything, including popular offerings like adult literacy and student tutoring.
I would make the argument that there are other departments, not public safety, everybody loves public safety. We need them here at the library as well. But there are other departments in the city that have not taken the depth of the cuts the library has, and we're hopeful the council will see that as well.
Across departments, the city is proposing a loss of 80 jobs. That's a nearly 15% loss in personnel. The police department, who, like the library, has not fully recovered from the Great Recession cuts, faces a loss of unfilled positions in an already understaffed department. They anticipate a negative effect on emergency response times and forensic capabilities. At the start of the meeting, Mayor Foster acknowledged the difficult new reality that Redlands shares with cities across California. Foster says he's thankful for the public's concern.
Things are not going to be the same as they have been. Things are going to change. And we want to do the best we can. And we will be including you even further in the process for the following fiscal year, which is going to be worse. But we have to do what we have to do to keep basic, important services continuing in the city of Redlands.
His hope is to be able to restore all budget cuts in the future. The meeting ended at 9:19 p.m. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.